Parents, mental health experts, and teachers are nervous and upset over the super popular Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. The show is about a teen who commits suicide and the classmates she leaves behind. There's concern the show romanticizes suicide and should not be watched by vulnerable youth. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
The series is about a teen named Hannah Baker, who takes her life, and a boy named Clay, who's trying to help figure out why. Hannah has left behind audio tapes that explain the events that led up to her suicide. She talks about bullying, broken friendships, and sexual assault. Valentina Rosario is a high school senior at El Centro de Estudiantes High School in North Philadelphia. She sports peachy pink nails with silver polish on her ring fingers. Rosario is a transgender woman. She says she's had her share of mental health struggles. And while she doesn't think the series is perfect by any means, she says she really vibes with Hannah Baker.
I really feel for her, and I really feel, you know, her loneliness at point of time.
Rosario is 20 now, and it's taken her a while to move toward getting her diploma. Before transferring to El Centro, Rosario says high school was an awful experience.
Oh my goodness, it was hell.
And for her, that's what the show gets right. 16-year-old Zaina Dione from Philadelphia agrees that the show's portrayal of high school is spot on.
I believe that, like what happened to her, that definitely goes on. I mean, I haven't experienced it, but I know that that is happening. I feel like the show is very, like, realistic.
But for Jonathan Singer, an associate professor of social work at Loyola University in Chicago, and school districts and mental health professionals around the country, the show gets a lot wrong, especially for vulnerable youth like Rosario. First of all, he thinks the show romanticizes suicide by showing that Hannah seemingly gets more attention and power after her death than before.
I think it's horrible that the only way Hannah was able to have people hear her and understand her was to kill herself. The second thing, and it's related, is this myth that you will be able to control the narrative after you're dead.
And then there's the very serious issue of contagion, a process by which exposure to the suicide or suicidal behavior of one or more people influences others to commit or attempt suicide.
There's enough research to say when suicide is sensationalized in the media that there is some increased risk for those people already at risk.
He takes issue with the show's decision to show Hannah's suicide in graphic detail instead of letting the camera linger on her face or devote more time to her grieving parents after they discover her.
I've heard from folks who have survived suicide attempts that that depiction was one of the most disturbing things they've ever seen. And that includes their own suicide attempt.
Both Rosario and Dione agree that the scene was overwhelming.
It was a little hard to watch. I had to, like, put my phone up so I didn't really see it.
Watching hours of a show with graphic images and heavy themes can be too much for some kids, says Singer.
And so you've just binge-watched this show, and you're feeling like there's nobody out there that can really help you.
In a statement, a Netflix spokesperson said, quote, "We've heard from our members that 13 Reasons Why has opened up a dialogue among parents, teens, schools, and mental health advocates around the intense themes and difficult topics depicted in the show." They added that the company worked with mental health professionals in producing the show. Dr. Doug Dorado is a school psychologist in the Brandywine School District in Delaware. The professional organization he belongs to, the National Association of School Psychologists, wrote a letter echoing some of Singer's concerns.
One of the things we put out in our considerations for educators is that we don't recommend that vulnerable youth, especially those who have suicide ideation or a history of mental illness, you know, watch this series, whatever, without someone there to help process it with them.
But Dorado contends that a lot of vulnerable youth don't have that caring adult who can help them talk through their feelings. His school district is trying to get ahead of the problem by publishing a blog post with resources for parents.
The biggest thing is the kids are going to watch this series. So in light of that, how can we help parents, give parents some tools to say, if your child is going to watch this, how best can you act or react and be the frontline resource for your own children?
The mental health organization JED partnered with Suicide Awareness Voices of America to release talking points about suicide for mental health professionals and educators. In them, they dispel the myth that suicide is the fault of survivors, or that suicide is ever heroic or romantic. While Singer thinks the show missed several important opportunities to spread the message of suicide prevention, there is an area where he and Rosario, that high school senior, agree. And that's that the show has some value for adults who might not remember the intense emotions that can be part of that high school experience. For Rosario, the best takeaway from the show is this.
How we can be so blind to people in general. You know, like everyday high schoolers who come into school and seem so, I guess, nonchalant about their lives and how things can actually really be going on with them and how we really need to work together as a community in schools and out of schools to reach those type of people.
So beyond watching a person struggle in a TV show, it makes sense to take an interest in the people around you who might be suffering. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.